Lee again had McClellan correctly pegged. Halleck had ordered him on August 3rd to move his force 100 miles north to Aquia Creek off the Potomac River east of Rappahannock Station, so his army could unite under Pope's army. If the two men had worked together, they could have defeated Lee. But that proved impossible for McClellan and Pope, who detested each other. McClellan dragged his feet and did not even begin to slowly redeploy his force until August 14th. Lee shifted his chess pieces faster, riding with James Longstreet's corps of 25,000, which a day earlier had moved out to join the some 30,000 men Stonewall Jackson now had in order to bring the full weight of the rebel army of Northern Virginia against John Pope's force, which was increasing to 55,000. As outraged as McClellan over Halleck's order that the Army of the Potomac must aid Pope, Pinkerton on August 10th delivered an intelligence report to his general's headquarters designed more to stroke McClellan's huge ego than to provide him any useful information. The detective reported that a captured private from a Virginia cavalry regiment had told him that rebel troops were denigrating Pope and praising McClellan as a gentleman-only officer and a good soldier, who they believed could bring reconciliation between the North and the South. How a lowly private would be privy to this kind of sweeping political intelligence is anybody's guess. It sounded like Pinkerton had made up the report, or, at best, was being fed disinformation by Southern agents. Through much of August, Lee's and Pope's armies, each numbering about 55,000, fought a series of battles at Cedar Mountain, a hill west of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and near the Rapidan and Rappahannock rivers. Pope pleaded with Washington for speedier help from the Army of the Potomac, but McClellan, who did not sail for a Aquia landing until August 23rd and did not set up his new base at Alexandria until August 26th, ignored Halleck's demand to stop dawdling. McClellan was in no hurry to rush his forces to Pope.